You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The Auburn Tigers take 2 out of 3 at home this weekend against the UConn Huskies. Let's talk about it on today's episode of the Uptempo Podcast.
You are now listening to the War Report Podcast Network.
What is up, Uptempo family? What is up, Auburn family? It's your boy Blake and Dustin. We are here to talk some Auburn baseball with you guys. Dustin, heck of a weekend at Plainsman Park. Unfortunately, we didn't get to watch the doubleheader Saturday. The weather, Mother Nature was involved. That was a bummer. But man, how was your weekend? And eventually getting to watch game 3 on the television, brother.
Yeah, I'm not going to beat the horse that we beat last weekend, but I'm going to leave it alone. But the same issue, and kind of in a different way, rears its ugly head. Game gets rained out Friday. The original plan, I guess, was to have the game televised Friday. You weren't going to get the Saturday game and then have the game Sunday again. You get rained out Friday, so you only get the Sunday game. Pretty frustrating. I think a lot of that is due to the amount of events that were going on at Auburn, right? You had a basketball game. You had an equestrian event that was televised. You had softball games as well. My understanding of it, because this issue came up last year, is that it's a school issue. So this isn't ESPN or anything like that. It's just that the school doesn't have the capacity to broadcast all those events going on at the same time. I'm not writing the checkbooks there, so I'm not trying to bash a school. I would just say that if you claim to be an everything school, let's maybe find a way to get everything out there to the people, right? Because I sure would have loved to have watched a doubleheader. But no less, we got to listen to it on the radio and then got to watch the boys close it out Sunday. And that's kind of my takeaway from this weekend, Blake, from a baseball standpoint, is, hey, you know, it didn't necessarily go the way you wanted it to Saturday, but for the first time this season, we got to see Auburn come into a Sunday with a series on the line. And they were able to handle business, and they showed up and won it 8-2. Pretty decisive. Really wasn't a doubt throughout it. They handled it. So from that standpoint, I think we learned something about the Auburn Tigers this weekend, and that's a good thing.
I like that take right there, Dustin. I like that. Getting your backs put up against the wall, and you got to come out on a Sunday, and you got to fight a little bit. And it was a close game, you know. That game 3, it was a close game, and Ike Irish, he took over, and I think that was a bright spot this weekend, and I think he's a bright spot in college baseball. You know, everybody knows my opinion on Ike. Me personally, you can call me a homer all you want to. I think he's the best player in college baseball. I know you got Cags down at Florida. You got the kid at Georgia Tech. He's been sensational. You got the kid at Georgia, Condone. I believe that's his name. He's been phenomenal. There's a lot of guys out there in the country, but I'm just all over Ike Irish. I like what you said the other night. He should be in double A, you know, and him playing college baseball is unfair. So just heck of a performance from him all weekend. But Dustin, I wanted to go into that first game, and the Auburn Tigers get the victory, an 8-1 victory. And it was a very impressive. And one guy that I wanted your thoughts on was Chase Alsop. And I think this is a guy that we have to highlight, a guy that got into some tough situations and his back was up against the wall as well. And he fought out of it and he made some big time pitches right here on the bottom line. A 6 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 6 Ks. I think the 2 base on balls, in my opinion, is the big story here. Chase was getting the ball down. He was finding the strike zone. Dustin, what were your takeaways from Chase also?
It's been what we've been wanting to see, so it sucks we didn't get to see it. That's what I take away from it. But look, you know, when we talk about we talked about for the last couple weekends with Chase, just knowing that it's all there and that it hasn't been bad, but it hasn't been good, and you got to the good. And I mean, 6 innings pitch, man, him only walking 2. You always talk about with Chase staying ahead in the count, not having to battle from behind, and he seemed like he had it going from the jump. Mm-hmm. And this is what we need, man, because I know it wasn't technically a Friday night, but going into these SEC series, if you can get this version of Chase Alsop game 1, then you're looking at game 2 going, okay, I just got to find a win, man. And then what? So then you had Chase go, and then was it who came in after for Chase?
John Friday. Armstrong.
Yeah, so it's John. So you only throw when he gives you 6, Blake, and then John comes in and wraps it up. You've only thrown 2 arms. You're a whole game into a series, and you've used a total of 2 arms. Yes. That is just Chase giving you 6 on the game 1, man. It gets your bullpen off to a good start. It gets that whole bullpen, your rotation. Everybody's sitting pretty, man. Your arms are sitting nice when your Friday night guy sets the bar, and he did that. Man, shout out to Chase. If we can continue to get this, if he can find consistency, he doesn't have to be this good every single night, but if he can be around this, a version close to this, then it's only going to help Auburn, man, and we're going to win a whole lot of series, and we're going to be up a whole lot of series 1-0 heading into Saturday if you get this version of Chase also.
You know, that was my biggest thing coming into the season was, could Chase also be that guy? And we need him to be that guy. We need him to get us off on the right foot, that 1-0 on Friday nights, you know, and like you said, you're just looking for that next win, because at the end of the day in SEC series, you want to take 2 out of 3. I know you would love to sweep and get 3 dubs, but let's be realistic. It's probably not going to happen. SEC is the best baseball in the country. We all know that. Our boy Mikey Matuk, he was on here last year, and he was saying that it's equivalent to double A baseball, and that's a guy that played a couple years in the big. So, you know, you got Chase, and he's giving you 6, and like you said, you only use 2 guys on a Friday night, and in this case, a Saturday, because you had to play the doubleheader, but you're only using 2 arms, and you got a plethora of arms left. And, you know, John Armstrong, I think he deserves his flowers. I'll get to him in just a second. But Chase, Butch had a big thing with Chase in his presser, and I want to do a members pod on what Butch had to say about Chase, Dustin, and because I think this is a big deal. He said that Chase needed to just start getting it to the glove. And Chase's biggest issue is what he means by that is Chase was elevating pitches and everything was up in the zone. And Chase just had to get that down in the zone a little bit and find the glove. And you saw that from Chase Saturday. Less walks, wasn't hitting anybody. He was working ahead, staying ahead. When he did get in trouble, he worked out of it with big-time pitches. We know the velocity on the fastball is there. So that is what we have to see from Chase. Because when I was in Jacksonville, a lot of people were saying that it looked bad, whatever. Chase didn't pitch bad in Jacksonville. He just had some unfortunate Texas leaguers. And, you know, he had some walks, and that put him behind the 8 ball. But he battled, and that's what I want to see from Chase. You don't have to go out here and be perfect. I just need you to see. I need to see you battle. And I think Chase did that Saturday. Is he got in tough spots, He got the fastball to the glove, and he worked out of those jams. Got lazy fly balls, ground balls, and strikeouts. And that's what you want to see from Chase. So big kudos to Chase also. Big response. That is what Auburn's got to have. And John Armstrong, I'll be the first to say, brother has been absolutely electric every time he has stepped on the mound this year. That slider is absolutely filthy. Get a lot of swing and miss there. Running that fastball in on the hands has been really, really nice to see. And he's got that dog on the mound. Just got that dog, and that's a big piece that Auburn had returning. And you're looking to him to just keep going. We want to see it, especially when we get into SEC play. So that was a bright spot in game one on the mound. Dustin, when you look at in the Auburn lineup, you put up 8 runs. This Auburn team can hit. Who are some bright spots for you in that game one?
Well, Cooper's getting going, and that's always good to see, right? And we know that Coop can hit that ball a long way, and he continues to do that. Bobby Pierce, with he has 3 RBIs in game one. Mm-hmm. He threw a guy out Sunday. I'm sure we'll get to that. He continues to show you that on the base paths, in the outfield, at the plate, it doesn't really matter. If it's baseball, Bobby Pierce is pretty damn good at it. Let's see who else. Chris went 0-for-3. Mason Maynard with 3 hits with 4 at-bats. He had a good night. Yeah, so Ike with 2 hits. Ike just ripped the cover off the ball all weekend. Cooper Weiss with 2 hits and 3 at-bats. 3 RBIs for him. Yeah, so listen, man, you know what Bobby's going to do. You know what Ike is going to do. Cooper didn't have the best game one, but game two and game three, Cooper came back. You look at the top of the lineup, Blake, and it's like you're getting to the point to where you know what to expect from these guys, right? Like, I know what Cooper Weiss is. I'm starting to know what Cooper Weiss is going to do. I know what Bobby Pierce is all about. I know what Cooper McMurray is all about. We all know what Ike Irish is all about. Derek Fabian announced his presence this weekend. Like, hey, y'all, what's up? I'm that guy. I'm starting to find out what he's all about. We know what Chris Danfield can do. Mason Maynard is showing a lot of potential. Cole Edwards, Hall at the DH spot, Christian Hall at the DH spot. Yeah. I do like Cole Edwards though. There's really like I'm looking at guys, Blake. That I'm trying to name off all the guys that I'm like, okay, I trust. If it's 2 outs, a runner's in scoring position, who are the guys that I trust? Everybody I just named. That's a pretty long list.
I'll tell you, this Auburn lineup is deadly. We can hit. We can hit, and we're deep. We got guys on the bench that can come off and hit. All right, you got guys like Gavin Miller, you know, Cole Edwards. Like yeah, he can swing it. You're deep. You got a lot of rotation, man, and that's a good thing. That's going to play the deeper in the season, especially in conference play, and then when you get into regionals and super regionals, it's going to play. So, and the biggest thing with Auburn right now is you're getting a lot of guys that are getting playing time, and you got a lot of young guys that are getting playing time too. That is what I'm really impressed with. Mason Maynard's swinging it really, really well. Love how he will lay down the bunt in any given situation. He does not care. He will lay that thing down. And it's a thing of beauty too. It's just another thing that adds to his game. He can hit the long ball. He can use the whole field. Really impressed with him. Cooper Weiss and his ability just to get on base and then swipe bags. He's creating offense for the Auburn Tigers. That's what I'm really impressed with Cooper. And we obviously know Ike Irish, Bobby Pierce, Cooper McMurray. Like you said, Derek Fabian. Extremely impressed with Derek Fabian. On defense and at the plate. The kid is an absolute star. One of the biggest pickups in the transfer portal in the country. All right. This kid is unreal. A true shortstop that is playing third base for the Auburn Tigers right now, but he's swinging it at a high rate as well. The kid can stroke. So, Javon Hernandez, I know I'm just looking at the weekend with Javon and him starting to come around, and you're starting to see that guy that we all expected, you know, at the plate. So yeah. I was really impressed with Javon this weekend. But that game one, man, Mason Maynard, you get your flowers, brother. Keep swinging it. Cooper Weiss, love to see it. Swiping bags, just creating offense. I was really, really impressed with game one from the Auburn Tigers, Dustin. So we move to that game two, and this is where I kind of think it was a little unfortunate for the doubleheader, because Ike not being able to catch the back-to-back doubleheader, you had to move some things around. You got to put Strickland behind the plate, and then you got to move Ike to that DH spot. It's tough because you got to rearrange your lineup right there. I was looking for three dubs. Obviously, it didn't work out like that. The Auburn Tigers fall, and it was a struggle, 8-4. You know, we give up six in the first, and that's where I kind of want to start off with is Gonzo, Dustin, and him getting touched up, man. He didn't even make it a full inning. He only lasted two-thirds of an inning. Is there any concern with you with Gonzo?
No. Look, there would be concern with me if it looked this way the first, you know, his first two outings, but it didn't. So this is baseball, man. This is it's the way the game goes. You're just not going to have your stuff some days. You know, like you said before we started recording, your ace is going to get touched up sometimes. Now, yeah. You know, not even getting out of the first inning, six earned runs. That's tough. You walk a guy, you give up four hits. Pretty ugly performance, right? But, yeah. I mean, we weren't talking this way about Gonzo. This wasn't what you saw in Jacksonville. Yeah. And we weren't talking this way about Gonzo after the first weekend of the season. We were all super excited. So, nah, man, this is the way baseball goes. And he'll bounce back next weekend. I think you'll see the normal Gonzo, and you'll get a good 5-6 innings out of him, and he'll be all good to go. I am not worried about Joseph Gonzalez whatsoever. It's the way the game goes, man. It's not football. You don't play 12 games. You play a whole lot of them. And you've seen the greatest of baseball players go through month-long slumps sometimes in the big leagues, right? Like, that's the way baseball works. Did they forget how to hit the baseball all of a sudden? I mean, you can look up dozens and dozens of Hall of Fame baseball players' career, whether they be a position player, or a pitcher. And they all have stretches where they really, really struggled. You're going to be pretty hard-pressed to find one that didn't. It's part of the game, Blake. I'm not worried about him at all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It happens, you know. I think the one question that I do have with Gonzo is – work that sink down. Work that sinker ball down. You know, that's Gonzo's action right there. Get it down. All right. And that was the one pitch that he messed up on in Jacksonville. He left it up. Mm-hmm. And when he left it up, they put it on the 50 over at Everbank. So, you know, it happens, though. You know, like I was telling you, you're going to get touched up every now and then. I think get the command fixed. You know, start pounding the strike zone like we know Gonzo can. And get that sinker action down, man. Keep it knee high, and just control the zone. And I think that's something that Gonzo will work on, and he will get it back. All right. I'm not pressing about Gonzo. You know, like we said, this is baseball, and it happens. All right. Sometimes you just don't have your stuff, and that's the way it goes. You know, the best of the best get touched up at the highest level, and you know it happens. So, one thing that I think once Gonzo come out, I think a big part of this baseball game was Herbert Holtz coming in, mm-hmm. and giving us those innings and eating innings. There's a thing in baseball where when you're not on your day, all right, it's not your best day, you got to have a guy come in and eat some innings to save that bullpen for game three.
Right.
All right. Even though Coop come in and hit a two-run bomb, Ike hit one, they cut it to 6-3. All right, Herbert Holtz only gave up two runs after that in the job that he did, and he kept us in a tight ball game. You know, like he gave us the opportunity to win it. I think that was big. Even though, you know, you might look at the box score and say, oh well, you know, Christian Herbert Holtz, he come in and did this. I think it was absolutely huge going into Sunday for the Auburn Tigers. Just him coming in and eating innings, Dustin.
Yeah, he gives you four innings. He strikes out five, doesn't walk any, gives up two earned runs. So, you know, like you said, not your best day. He comes in, eats some innings for you, gets you to game three, still with some arms in there. And we'll talk about game three. So it didn't really matter once Cam Tilley got the ball, come to find out. But he got you there. So, yeah, and we saw Herbert Holtz last year. We know what he is. He kind of came on, really, Blake, if you think about it, if you go back to when Auburn got it together last year, it's when the bullpen kind of started to get it together, and Herbert Holtz was a big part of that. And it's a good feeling to know that if we get into one of these games and our starting pitcher doesn't have it, there's a guy. Okay, we can call him up right now. He can come in and handle this. Because, you know, if you're a bullpen guy and you're in the game in the second inning, a little bit earlier than you anticipated getting in there. So the psyche of that, him still being able to, like, basically you're a starter at that point. It's basically, yep. You're basically, you know, it's on you right now. And like you said, he kept us in the game and he just kind of continued from that progression that he made last year. And that's something you talk about how baseball is a weird game and it can be streaky and all that. It's always nice to see a guy kind of follow the natural progression, right? He's just slowly getting better. Every time you see Herbert Holtz, for the most part, and, you know, like we talked about with Gonzo, there'll be up and down outings for sure. But if you look at his career as a whole, you've watched Herbert Holtz get better at Auburn. And that's a lot of fun that he continues to do that.
You hit the nail on the head, brother. And when I say he kept us in the game, he kept us to where we had an opportunity and we left the bases loaded three innings in a row. Dustin couldn't come up with the big hit. A little demoralizing there when, you know, you got your big sticks up and you're looking for that clutch base hit and you can't come through and you lose by four and you were just looking at it, all the runners you left on base in that second game and you were like 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position. I mean, that is just that's painful. That's painful. And we know this Auburn lineup can hit, but when that happens, that's a tough pill to swallow, brother.
Yeah, for sure. But again, I wanted three, and you make a good point. If it would have been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, do you get three? But at the same time, would you trade it? Like, you still won the series, and like I said, I take it like you learned something. And then I also heard Butch saying that he's like, listen, I don't like the way we responded in game two of the doubleheader. But we got our first doubleheader out of the way now. We're going to face that again at some point in the season. He said now we kind of learn from the mistakes that we made, and ultimately, hopefully we can build off of those things and get that second win or at least look better. And I don't think you played bad in game two. Gonzo just kind of put Dougie a really big hole.
Yep.
And he's not going to do that too many more times this year. Again, it's just baseball, but that's what happened. You know, your starting pitcher put you in a really big hole that the rest of the team just couldn't climb out of. So ultimately, we're looking at the weekend as a whole. I thought we played good baseball the whole time.
I'm with you. And you're going to have, like we say, man, you're going to have those days. And at the end of the day, you won the series. And you, like I said earlier, you're always looking to win two out of three. If you win the series, that's what matters at the end of the day. And that's what Auburn did. And, you know, you couldn't get the big hit, but you responded in game three. And Carson Myers gets the start in game three. You had some big-time swings in this game, Dustin. What did you think about Carson Myers on the bump and Cam Tilley, the superstar freshman, coming in?
I think we've seen enough of Carson Myers now to know that he's a consistent, right?
Yes. Like,
he's going to come out there, and at the very least, he's going to be solid. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be a time when he has a bad day and you can pull this clip and say, well, he wasn't always solid. But listen, man, like from everything we've seen so far, this dude, he's going to come out there and he's going to compete. He's going to keep you in the ball game. He talked about the big hole that Gonzo dug us. We haven't seen that so far from Carson Myers in his three starts. Consistent, solid. I think the word that comes to mind when I watch him pitch is steady. It looks steady, man. It looks steady. He doesn't look like he's trying too hard. He doesn't look like he's struggling, even if he is behind in the count. He just kind of looks steady, calm, like I got this. I can handle my business. So he just continues to do what we've seen from him so far. And then Carson Tilley was really like the standout of the weekend for me, because a lot of the guys that showed out, we've seen them show out before. Four innings pitch, man, only giving up one earned run, struck out two, only walked a guy. Just stayed ahead in the count. Let's talk about steady. He looked pretty damn steady, looked in control the whole time. And then I think that some crucial plays, Blake, talking about this game three, Chris Stanfield made a catch in the top of the fifth where there was a runner on first and second.
Yep.
One out, he makes a catch there over the shoulder, a ball that was about to get in the gap. I thought that was huge. Obviously, top of the fourth, Bobby Pierce throwing a runner out at home saves you a run. So I just felt like those are two plays right there where you can point at the outfield and say there's at least two runs that you saved. You can make the argument on the Stanfield one, maybe three runs total. So we talk a lot before the season, Blake, about the defensive prowess of this outfield, and Sunday's game might look different if it wasn't for a couple of plays by your outfield, in my opinion.
Great point. Great point. Carson Myers, competitor, dog, doesn't have overpowering stuff, not going to blow it by you by any means, just paints corners, throws strikes, and works to get weak contact. I've been super impressed with him. I think he's just that dog, man. He's got that moxie on the mound, and that's what we love to see. I know he did have four walks. Later in the game, you know, he got in that fourth inning, started losing command a little bit, but just an overall competitor, and just got that dog, and that's what you got to have with a Sunday guy. And anytime Auburn trots him out on a Sunday, and we're in need of a dub or a series win, I am 100% confident in Carson Myers and his ability to pitch in big time moments. I think he is that dude.
And his three appearances that we've seen him so far, would you say that this was probably when his stuff was the least, like this has been his I say his worst, I'm trying not to say worst, yeah, but I guess his worst performance of the three. And yeah, so I would agree with you there. And then even that being the case, he still gives you four innings, only one earned run. Like,
And where it all comes down to is where we're putting all of this together with John Armstrong coming in game one and Herbie coming in game two. You still had your full bullpen to work with. So when Cam Tilley comes in, all right, you're sitting here going, okay, well, if Cam comes in, he struggles, I can go to Tanner Bowman, I can go to Zach Crotchfield, I can go to, you know, whoever, all right? And Cam Tilley, look, the velocity is there. He can snap it with the best of them. The deuce is sick. Everything about him is absolutely filthy. And he's dude, you're turning to a freshman in a deciding rubber match to come in a close game, in a one-run game, and say, here you go, kid. All right, true freshman. Go spin it. Give us the opportunity to win. And he did that. So, like, Cam Tilley, a dog. Big arm for Auburn. He's going to play the later in the season, going to throw big-time innings in conference play. Just really, really big time for the Auburn Tigers. Will Cannon coming in, closing the door in the ninth. That was huge for the Auburn Tigers. And I'll tell you this. I know Ike's not getting enough credit on the Bobby assist in that fourth inning, yeah, but the play he made at the plate was absolutely sick, man. You're seeing the talent of Ike Irish and what he can do behind the plate. Kid is – he's unfair, bro. He is just unfair. When I'm telling you I think he's the best player in college baseball, I absolutely mean it, Dustin. Behind the plate, he can go out there and play the outfield. He can play first base. He hit two bombs. I mean, the kid is unbelievable. Like last year, we were sitting here saying that, you know, maybe Ike needed to lift it a little bit more. We were looking for that power. And then this year, hello. I mean, the kid is swinging it with the best of them. He's hitting it for pop all around the yard. I can't say enough about him, bro. Like, he's unreal on the diamond. And I think a big thing too is, you know, Cooper Weiss has probably his worst game all – I'll go ahead and say it. He probably has his worst game all year Sunday. Buddy went 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. But guess what? That's just how deep this Auburn baseball lineup is when one of your best guys has that kind of day, you still have the ability to put up the runs that you did. Like, they're deep, man. Ike Irish with big swings. Derek Fabian got it started. Derek Fabian hit that ball to the absolute moon, brother. I mean, you hang it, we bang it, is what he said. Three-run shot to get it going. He was big time. Like you said, man, that just the catch from Bobby and then to just make the perfect throw and for you to try. Obviously, you didn't read the scouting report, brother. Like, I mean, yeah, like, what are we doing there? You know, and I get it. You haven't put up a whole lot of runs, a whole lot of offense. UConn, he was hitting 233 as a team. You were trying to scratch a run there. But, man, to run, I don't know if he thought that the ball was a little deeper than what it was, but to run there was risky. You know, you got doubled up to end the inning, and, you know, the old rule is you never make the third one at the plate. So, a tough spot there. You know, game three, Javon Hernandez, he was a bright spot. I really enjoy watching him play baseball. Hopefully he can come around and be that guy. I think he is on his way to doing that, Dustin. I'm really impressed with this baseball team, and like you opened up with, is the ability to get your backs pushed up against the wall. You're at home. You come out in a game three, a deciding rubber match, and you find a way to get the job done. It was close there for a minute before the Auburn bats really started waking up and cooking. That was something that really stuck out to me, is you got tested this weekend and you responded. So big props to this lineup, big props to this pitching staff, this coaching staff. Really excited about this Auburn baseball team.
Yeah, Coach, on everything you said, the Air Force series has got moved around. It was supposed to be Tuesday and Wednesday night. It kind of sucks, but it's going to be raining all week. So Wednesday, right? Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Plainsman Park. $2 hot dogs, apparently. So if you're in town, man, get out there. And I plan, weather permitting, I plan on being at Plainsman this weekend to cover the series. So I'm looking forward to that. If you do see me, come up and holler at me, man. But I'm really excited about this baseball team, Blake. We're sitting here at 9-2. The way I view it is you've won all three series, because I know you went down to Jacksonville and you played three different teams, but you played three games, you won two of them, and then the one you lost, you looked impressive. So, and then the only other loss you have this year was the back end of a doubleheader, right? So I think this baseball team's sitting pretty. We've handled our midweek business with ease so far. So do that again this week versus a 4-7 Air Force team. Shouldn't be any issues there. And let's get ready for another big weekend at Plainsman, man. I'm really excited about where we're sitting. And right now, Blake, this team's kind of shown me enough. I've seen enough in, like, non-conference, right? Like, I'm ready to get to this SEC now and really kind of see how we stack up. So it's just about, you know, staying hot, continuing to do the right things, cleaning up the little things and all that kind of stuff, and getting to the SEC portion of the schedule healthy. But tons of excitement around this baseball team. They've earned it, man. So I hope that this week we have four games at Plainsman. I hope they're all four packed out, and I hope the crowd's super hyped because the boys deserve it.
100%, Dustin, and that's the biggest thing with me. And my final thoughts is you want to be the big dog on campus, which I think you are. I think Auburn baseball is the best sport on campus right now. That is my opinion. I think if you want to be that, though, you got to step up to the plate in SEC play, and you got to contend with the big dogs, all right? You got to be the LSUs, the Vanderbilts, the Arkansas's, you know, and we have the opportunity. You know, we got Tennessee at the crib this year. I think that's going to be a big opportunity. So I'm with you. I want to see this team moving into conference play. We know what this team can do non-con. And I think we're going to have another big week, Air Force and Austin Peay. Look, that series this weekend ain't one to sleep on now. They went to Starkville and handled business, all right? They can hit. They can pitch. They're going to make you make the mistakes, all right? They're going to play really sound baseball, really fundamental, really, really good team. So don't sleep on that series. That's going to be a tough one. So a big opportunity for Auburn baseball. And we're excited here at the Uptempo Podcast, Dustin. We will be back Tuesday night at 7, right?
Yes, sir. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. Lots of spring practice stuff to talk about, Blake. Them boys out there popping pads and all that. So you already know we're going to get into all that, brother.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Hey, see y'all Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. We'll close it out with a War Damn Eagle.
War Damn, baby.